What do you like about Valentine's Day reading, Andrew?
I like that it's the one time of year where, as a man, I can read a romance novel without being judged.
Oh, that's a good one.
In secret.
In
I can
public.
read it in secret in public.
With the help of a Kindle.
And what do you like about Valentine's Day reading, Crystal?
I like expensive Valentine's Day dinners.
That's not a book.
I know, it's a hint.
Everybody, welcome to the Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast, the podcast where we take a look at a direct published work with what's too hot, what's too cold, and what's just right. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal.
And what did we read this week, Crystal?
We read Seven Axes Are Eight Too Many by Heather Wardell.
And this is yet another request.
It is and it isn't.
Okay.
I
It is
met.
yet another almost request.
Yes, I met Heather at the Surrey International Writers Conference. And quite frankly, I feel like I'm just going to drop that conference into every single podcast that we do because
Until the next one.
I just love it that much. But we got to talking, and Heather has, I want to say, 19 novels. And if she doesn't have 19 novels self-published already, she will have them by this year.
It's somewhere in that range.
Somewhere in that range, somewhere in that incredible range. So I offered to read one of her books and feature it on the podcast.
Tell me a little bit about this book.
This book is what I would call a light romance novel.
Okay.
It's basically about the what if. So what if you entered a reality dating show, but it ended up that you were going to be stranded on an island with seven of your exes competing against an eighth ex, the one who got away, and his seven
I
exes.
think as you're describing that, my heart and everyone else's heart that's listening started pumping a little bit harder and got a little bit tighter because I feel like that's a nightmare.
Yes, I feel like if I close my eyes that it would no. Just no.
It's a great concept, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But tell me a little bit about the main character.
The main character, her name is MC. It actually stands for something quite long, so we'll
Okay.
just keep it to MC. And since she has seven exes, we learn that she's a bit flighty, she's very funny. And quite frankly, she does not want to be stuck on this island with seven of her exes, nor really the one who got away. So she's quite an interesting female lead.
There's kind of a high concept to this book, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to reading romance novels that are more connected with the character, or just
Yeah.
there's a more focus on the character. That's the
Yeah.
word.
The character where the reader can project themselves into that particular character and imagine themselves in that situation.
Exactly. And this book was more about the concept of the fact that you're on this island competing for money with your lovely seven exes.
And competing against an eighth X.
Yes, again, the one who got away. So it was an interesting read for the fact that, and I'm doubling over myself here. It's not to say that the characters weren't well developed or well defined. It was just that it read more like, this is a great concept, and that's what really interested me about
Yeah,
it.
the book defines itself by its hook.
Exactly.
So what did you find was too hot? What was it just too much of?
There was a particular ex, his name was Aaron. He just had a he really liked to say baby a lot.
Okay.
In most of his lines of dialogue, there would be a, "Hey, baby, come on, baby,"
Yeah.
and so
There
on.
was an attempt to make a differentiation in the character, 'cause there's MC plus seven other dudes plus a whole other slate of
Exactly.
characters,
So
but that kind of got repetitive.
it did, and I really liked the character of Aaron, actually. He
Yeah.
was kind of a jerk, but in an awesome kind of way. Well, that's weird to say. But that's something that's just super hard to accomplish. I mean, one of my first novels that I attempted to write, this wizardly, fatherly character.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I'm going to make him sound awesome.
And wise and
amazing. Wizardly
and fatherly.
And yes.
And wisely.
All of the above. I'm a writer. I know these words. And so when I got the feedback, I got a lot of, why does he talk like that? And he sounds like Yoda, yeah. But not in a good way. It really is annoying. So there's been a couple of books that I've read and that I have mentioned on the podcast where those little things, they're just, it's a little too much. Scale it back a little bit. Again, I really enjoyed the character, so it wasn't super overpowering, but.
What did you find was too cold? What was there not enough of?
This is sort of a hard one because the reason why MC decides to win the money that she wants, she's in it to win it, okay. As opposed to, you know, you find out you're on an island with seven exes. I don't know if I would really want to compete at that point. I might want to.
You'd be looking for the nearest way off the island.
I don't swim, but I would try really exactly. hard.
I've seen Castaway. I know once you get past the break, it's clear sailing.
Exactly. Some sort of ship will rescue me. So there is a reason why she's competing for the money, and that reason is a young boy, but I won't give away why.
Okay.
I felt like because the characters weren't actually present, we were talking about them based on her perspective, and there wasn't any conversations with them, and there wasn't any interaction with them,
mm-hmm.
that it sort of didn't make the reason for winning the money seem as real. And it's a good reason. I eventually was just sort of like, I want you to win this money because of all the suffering that you've been through on this wonderful adventure ride.
Yeah, because there's kind of two drivers for the reason why MC's involved. There's the very first one as to why she signed up for the reality show. Like you said, the young boy. But then there's also the reality show producers kind of trap her with some language around.
Right. Traps all of them.
Trapped all of them.
As an ex, you think about it. As an ex, you show up to a dating reality show and you're like, I'm going to meet the love of my life. And it ends up being someone you've already dated.
Yeah.
And you know it doesn't work. Like.
Well, it serves you right for like during the interview process for the show. They're like, can you list all of your relationships and why you do not maintain contact with this person?
Yeah.
And by the way, dates and places of like birth.
Well, see,
we're looking for these people.
And which is why, again, it's a high concept thing because to me that'd be like a red flag. Like, hold on a second.
Well, you know, they're looking for the person who writes down like all their lists and is like, can I have another sheet of paper? And then wants to write on the backside.
Yes.
Her, MC, poor girl.
Exactly. Like, but again, that's what makes it such a good concept because, like, we're going off on this topic. How would you feel doing it? It would be your worst nightmare. Perfect story.
Right? It absolutely resonates with people. What did you find was just right? What did she just nail?
I think the characters. We're dealing with a lot of characters here.
Yeah, and that's complex because there's one team of eight, and then there's another team of eight. That's 16 characters is a lot to take on.
It is. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier. The beginning of the book feels a little heavy because we're not only dealing with the introduction of these seven guys plus the main character, but also with the concept of the contract and how they have to, you know, they really have to follow through with this. But I thought Heather did a really good job with the characters. There's a hilarious scene at the beginning when they're all in a limo together and I'm just cringing reading this, but it's sort of an epic introduction.
I don't think I've laughed this much at a plot in any book that we've done. It tickled just, my funny bone.
It's, and that sort of leads into the next point where she puts a lot of humor into it because really, if you can't play this one perfectly straight, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of humor in the situation between the men characters. And that really helps to pull, I guess, sort of the unbelievable bits through.
Yeah. Because when you do something that's high concept, it is a lot more difficult to get the reader to buy in.
It's true. Yeah.
Right. But there's something about, first of all, this concept, but also its execution that sucked you right in. Like, you found this a very quick read.
I did. And, I mean, ultimately, I always look at the genre of the book too, mm-hmm. because I don't think it's fair to say, to classify it as, this is a romance novel, because as we all know,
it's romance-y.
Right. There's different.
But it's not capital R romance.
No, I'd say it's romance, but the way I define romance is like, you know, you have your light romance, but then you have all the way to 50 Shades of Grey. So if you're looking to read a sex-filled fun time.
That movie's coming out apparently pretty soon.
Valentine's Day.
I know.
Isn't that convenient?
It was marketing chose that date. Let's just put it that way.
So, you know, you have that spectrum, and then you have, you know, as we were saying about, you know, romance about the characters. Mm-hmm. So a young woman runs away from a problem, meets a handsome guy, and still has to deal with her past.
Yeah.
Very typical.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yes. My favorite.
Shocking.
And then, you know, you have the light romance where there isn't any sex. There's kissing and, you know, the romantic feelings. But this book, you know, there's more to the book than just, it's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's a fun, light read.
It's a romp.
It's, yes. You've really wanted to use that word for this
Remember
entire.
Remember when things used to be described as romps? It's a comedic romp.
What year were you born again?
Apparently 10 years before I was actually
born. Joking. So you know what I mean, where it was a really enjoyable read. It took me out of, you know, I had a bad day at work, and it just, you know, made my mood that much better. So really enjoyed this book.
That was Seven X's Are Eight Too Many by Heather Wardell. Who do you recommend reads this book?
Anyone who's a fan of light romance. Again, more concept than character, but a really fun read with a lot of humor.
And where can you find the book?
The book is available on Amazon.
And where can you find us?
We are at www.everythingstemporary.com.
Keep going.
At everythingstemp on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Everythingstemporary on Facebook.
Yep.
iTunes, Goldilocks and the Three Cares.
And any more?
YouTube, Goldilocks and the Three Cares.
And that sounds about right. That's it?
Yes, that is it.
I think we're done for today, Crystal. What do you think?
I think so too.
Well, everybody, thank you very much for listening. If you liked what you heard, share, tell a friend, subscribe to our channels. On behalf of the Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal. Until next time, keep reading. What do you like about reading, Andrew?
I like that, well,
Fail!